for tuning in for another hashtag MoLedge podcast. This is Rachel Herndon Dunn, editor of the Missouri Times. And I am, of course, here with Benjamin Peters and Alicia Scherr, our rockstar reporters here at the Missouri Times, who strive every week to actually accurately cover Missouri politics. So, off the top, and everything today, we'll probably circle back to it, but today we have not only the magazine that was released on Friday to talk about, but we have a new newspaper that is out today on newsstands. So the top five story of last week, we actually dropped on, like, what, Friday at 7 or something?
Friday afternoon.
Yeah, Friday afternoon. Anyway, ended up being blown out of the water as far as being the top red story of last week is the cover story of the Fall 2018 magazine about the First Lady of Missouri, Teresa Parson. And Alicia, you wrote that.
I wrote it. I got to do the interview, take some pictures, and it was a lot of fun.
So you went to the state fair, and you got to cover the First Lady bringing back the First Lady's pie contest, which is not where they eat pies as fast as they can.
This is true. It's a pie judging contest.
Okay.
So people bake pies, and then they judge them.
So are Missourians skilled at making pies?
Yes. Missourians are very skilled at making pies.
This is a good diplomatic answer.
Well, so after all the pies were judged, they cut them up and let the audience taste all the pies.
So there were two categories, right? There was fruit and cream.
Yes.
Did you prefer the cream or the fruit pies?
I liked both. It depends on what flavor you're talking about.
I think you're getting into the great debate here of what is the best pie.
I mean, cream pies are the best pies. But full disclosure, Alicia is sitting here with a container of strawberries in front of her. She's a lover of fruit. Unlike me.
I cannot turn down a good blackberry pie. However, there was a really good, like, peanut butter cream pie that had, like,
Ben and I are nodding our heads violently.
It was just great.
I already know what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave here and go get pie and return by the time the podcast is over.
We'll just have a special This Week in Missouri Politics.
This Week in Missouri update. Pie.
Yeah. We'll each bake our own.
But seriously, so you got to see the First Lady in her natural element. Like, she seems to actually enjoy spending time with normal Missourians who are just really good at making pie. But also the governor. She enjoys spending time with him, it seems.
I would hope she enjoys spending time with the governor.
So at the state fair, we recorded the TV show. You got to watch her there, and then after the state fair, you gotta go to the governor's mansion and hang out with the First Lady for a little while.
It was just so cool. She was so nice and courteous, and probably one of my favorite things working for the third time so far.
I'll say this about the First Lady. She really brings First Lady back to, you know, that kind of idea. She is that embodiment of what you expect of the First Lady.
She's graceful and she's approachable.
She's passionate.
Yeah.
Yeah. She actually, didn't the governor and the First Lady on Friday stop at Roosevelt High School where they did, they made a JAG stop.
Yep.
And JAG's basically been her
it's been her
cause.
Baby.
Yep. Former First Lady was into foster children and supporting those programs. And this First Lady is really into making sure that Missouri's workforce is prepared starting in high school.
Yep.
Right?
Like, yeah, and it ties in to what the governor is doing. Right. The JAG program is looking at at-risk high schoolers and getting them to graduate and become productive members of society. So it kind of ties in with the whole development of workforce.
Yeah, there's definitely
important.
Definitely a kind of theme out of the governor's mansion, which is, you know, kind of this kids first mentality. So
props supporting the Missourians of tomorrow.
Yep.
Because really, like, I think a lot of people forget that politics isn't just for Facebook likes. It's for what's 10, 20 years down the road, which is kind of challenging in the era of term limits.
Yep.
Anyway, I encourage you all to go pick up a copy of that magazine. It's available to read online, but all the lovely advertisements are so much prettier in person. And that magazine is brought to you by those people who advertise. Anyway, so of course, thank you to all of them. Go pick up the magazine. It's great. There's some great pictures Alicia took of the First Lady eating pie. doing her first television interview and also hanging out in her new rocking chair. There didn't used to be rocking chairs on the governor's mansion front porch, but now there are. And we They're also, very nice rocking chairs.
And we also explored the garden right outside the mansion. Yeah,
those gardens just keep going. Like, almost all the way down to the train tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They have great gardeners.
Yes, great gardens. So number two top red story of last week is a Benjamin story. Decline in revenue numbers called concerning. Budget director says time still needed for a more accurate forecast. So this is 2 months in a row that revenue collection has been down.
Yeah.
We also have a multitude of tax reforms that have gone into effect now. Yeah. So this really shouldn't be a surprise, right?
It's not really a surprise, but I guess the best way to explain it with my conversations with Dan Hogg last week was that, you know, from their standpoint, it's something that needs to be monitored. Obviously, they want it to be higher than what it is. But whenever we're talking about the beginning of the fiscal year on July 1, and you're looking at numbers through September, there's not a whole lot of information to go off of to really say, okay, there's a definite trend here. You've got 2 months to basically deal with. So it's kind of hard to make those projections off the wall just to start. But what they're really wanting to see is if it continues, they're going to be looking for those numbers to see how things kind of played out in September. There's a lot of factors and deadlines that come in there. So he's saying, more than anything, there's not a reason to worry yet because it's still a little ways from that kind of deadline.
So when is it again that the CRE is released? I can't remember what CRE stands for. I should. Continuing revenue estimate.
Okay.
They usually release one right before session.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly when it's coming out, but I mean, you got to think it's coming.
But I mean, all the best lawmakers and politicians say, you know, if you cut taxes, you got to cut spending too.
Right.
So I am kind of interested to see how and what the budget committee and the legislature does next year. The 100th General Assembly.
Yes.
Which I think I'm the only one excited that it's 100, but whatever. Anyway, so number two story of last week was Ben wrote something about the budget again. Three. Erin, do we know how to pronounce her last name? Shrimp?
I'm not even going to try pronunciation.
Alicia and I are both, and probably Ben too. We read a lot, so we mispronounce a lot of words. But Erin Shrimp, she joined Tightline Public Affairs. She joined Jack Cardetti over there. She was a rock star communications operative for We Are Missouri, the no on prop A campaign. Yeah, the no on right to work. Absolutely professional. She was a joy to work with, so I'm excited to see her.
She made it very easy to work with. Anytime I needed just information on something, quick response. I could send an email and get a response within a half an hour.
And based on her article being the third most read last week, she must be a very popular person because that's kind of impressive.
Yeah.
So congratulations on your new gig, Erin. Number four, most read article last week, New Madrid, Mississippi, and Stoddard counties hit hardest by drop in soybean price study finds. So Missouri Soybean Association
commissioned a study.
Yes.
And
they went down to the counties. They went down to the congressional districts. See who has been hit hardest. Obviously, the boot heel.
And in there, they're just projecting how much economic activity these counties are losing by a 10-cent drop in soybean prices. So you're looking at direct, indirect, and the 10-cent drop, it's actually been a lot more than that this summer from the implication of the tariffs. So the study actually has a much wider effect.
Okay.
Then.
Anyway, so obviously prices go down, people make less money.
Yeah.
So that's pretty rough, especially considering the economy down there already. Anyway, number five, the fifth most read story on MissouriTimes.com last week was state workers' premium set to rise in 2019.
Gee, I wonder how that happened.
Again.
I will be honest.
Are you just sitting like at home and just clicking on your own links over and over?
No, I'm paying people to go click on it.
Is it because their insurance premiums are so high that you can just subsidize it with
state pretty work? Much.
You just stand outside of Schnucks.
I just walk in, stand outside the Truman Building, and I go, are you a state worker? Yes.
You should read my article.
I have business cards now. I am that guy.
I should probably look at the geocaching of this, but I don't know if you listeners know any state workers, but if you do, they will probably still talk to you about their concerns regarding insurance premiums.
And they'll most assuredly still point at me and call me that guy.
That guy. Joshua. Okay.
Joshua.
Just to be clear, his name is Benjamin.
Or Joshua.
Anyway, so pretty interesting. This week, Monday through Friday, special session.
It's special.
It's so special. Wednesday, veto session.
Yep.
Kind of an anticlimactic veto and special session considering the last few sessions that I have personally covered and witnessed. It's kind of nice.
I'll be very honest.
You know, if you're in town this week, you can pick up a copy of the Missouri Times normal newspaper.
Or the magazine.
You can do that too. But in the centerfold of the newsprint this week, there is a map with all of the events on the Capitol calendar that the Missouri Times produces, with all the events that are going on in and around Jefferson City, because everyone is in town. So, we like if you're maps. Feeling social, go make dreams work. Yeah, that didn't work. Anyway. What is that quote? What makes the dream work? Teamwork makes the dream work?
There you go.
There we go.
Yeah, you figured it out.
Oh, it's one of those Mondays, everybody.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Anyway, so social media, our little social media segment, and then we'll get to the Chiefs Minute, which I'm sure Ben has been rehearsing since yesterday afternoon. On Friday, the former governor of California, ongoing actor, German-American, Arnold Schwarzenegger, tweeted about the Clean Missouri campaign.
Yes, he did. The Arnold wants you to support Clean Missouri. Maybe that wasn't my best impersonation, but I still say that was pretty good.
I mean,
considering you've been practicing it for the last 30 minutes.
I don't think I've been practicing for 30 minutes.
It's more like 3 days.
I was going to say, it's definitely since I wrote the story that morning.
I'm a fan of puns, probably more than the average editor. It's unfortunate, actually. But you try to do a play on words in your title that...
Yeah, you know what you did to it? You terminated it.
No, I didn't.
I know.
Oh.
I'm just...
Oh, okay. Well, his headline is something along the lines of the Terminator wants to terminate...
The opposition.
Germany. Yeah.
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 We butchered that. It's fine. But you know what?
Yeah, anyway. So it's a real thing. We're not joking.
Yeah, it's not a joke. You can actually win a chance to go on the set of the next Terminator movie, hang out with Arnold, if you donate to help kill gerrymandering.
And then he's got like six states or something that he's...
Four. There's four states. All of them have some sort of gerrymandering legislation or initiative that they're trying to push. And he's wanting people to donate money to those causes. You donate to this little... what was it? Crowd pack, I think.
Yeah.
Donate to that, and they split the money up between those four different causes. So.
And so if you donate, you can go
hang out. You can go hang out with the Arnold.
So, yeah. That's cool. Anyway, so the Chiefs played Sunday at 3 o'clock. They won, but I will say I was seething angry all the way through that.
Gee, was it because...
Victory?
What?
I was seething angry all the way through that victory. So, Ben, would you like to give me your Chiefs Minute?
It's pretty easy to spell this out. Tyreek Hill wins. We don't need to say the Chiefs. We just need to say Tyreek Hill wins. Because Tyreek scored every touchdown.
I'm so worried about Tyreek. He must be exhausted from carrying the entire offense on his shoulders.
I mean, he is the cheetah. So, I think that he saw his prey and he was hungry. And now, he's going to... lay down and rest.
Are you about to like break into like Duran Duran?
No, I was kind of thinking about going Lion King.
The
Jane actually.
Wolf.
No.
The Wolf.
No. Hungry no. Like the Wolf.
The Wolf. Mascot.
No. Oh God.
Oh.
Should we have that discussion? I don't like the Chiefs mascot.
Well, he doesn't like you.
I mean,
probably.
There's a lot. Of
I mean, I'm actually from the Kansas City area, where like the Wolf would come to our elementary schools on Fridays, and like we were told to wear red on Fridays. Yeah. And all the fountains were red on Friday in Kansas City. It was actually terrifying. It was really red, so it looked like some of the fountains were spewing blood, which is the way I like it, personally.
Spewing the blood of the enemies.
Yeah, so Travis Kelce got me 1.5 points in fantasy football yesterday.
Hey, at least you didn't leave Patrick Mahomes on your bench. So, go me.
Oh, did you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you do it bad?
I did bad.
Did you have the Chiefs defense?
No.
Oh, no, they're probably on my bench, too. I'm kind of hoarding. My bench is hoarding. I like to keep things hostage. Anyway, okay, that sounded weird. I'm a strategic fantasy football player. Ben is in our league for the second year. He's getting used to losing.
No, I'm not. I will say that in our current league, my opponent was beat by 70 points, so I think I'm doing all right.
I'm defeated week one.
Yeah, you know who can't say that?
The Bears.
That was mean. I was going to say, let's go ahead and give props to the Cleveland Browns. They did not lose. They didn't win, but they did not lose.
Wait, what?
They started with a tie.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Who did they play?
Pittsburgh. Oh. So, way to go, Pittsburgh. You guys look terrible. Cleveland, you technically broke that losing streak.
Dang. I mean, it's week one, guys. That Bears game was painful, though. My husband is a big Bears fan, and he was so happy for three quarters. And then I was like, hey, I'm going to go write the Whispering Gallery. I think they got this locked down, and an hour later,
I walked away.
And the Bears lost by 1 point. I seriously walked away. It was like 24-0.
For walking away.
Maybe. A good friend of mine was over, and she had her cheese head, and Harper was stomping on it violently. If you don't know who Harper is, she's my 19-month force of nature.
There's a lot of anger and power in that one.
Man, she's just so...
like there's only one of her.
She's so hostile.
So you're saying you're not open to the idea of cloning Harper?
I don't know why anyone would do that.
One's too many.
And that calls into that nature versus nurture debate. Like, I don't know how she ended up the way she is. But before we segue to our pick three random questions where we give random answers that no one actually cares about, do not forget to send your nominations in for the Best of the Legislature 2018 to me. I will be starting work on that magazine in the next couple weeks. We'll be taking the photos again and giving the awards in January at the Statesman of the Year party.
Feel free to vote me in as Best New Beard. That's a good one.
He does have a beard.
Yeah, that's a thing.
It might be like me where people just won't recognize you anymore. If I wear my hair up, people don't recognize me. If I wear it down.
Oh my God, I'm going to try and go incognito all week. See if you guys can find me.
So, Ben, Alicia, I have three questions. Question one in our pick three.
No.
Yes. Who would be the most entertaining four state representatives to put together for a reality fishing show? Alicia, I think you need to answer this first because she wrote a feature about
fishing. She has the answer.
Fishing with Rusty in the magazine.
Rusty Black. A.
So he's the host.
Yes.
Literally the host of the fishing trip. Okay.
Yes.
But who do you take with Rusty?
Who goes
Rusty?
With Rusty?
I think there's an answer, and you might maybe read the magazine to figure out who one of the answers should be.
do you think Representative Christoph Adali should be on this again?
Yes, because the trip Twitter narrative was just so entertaining last time.
It's true.
It was good. Okay, so we have Rusty Black, Phil Christofanelli.
Peter Meredith.
Peter Meredith.
And this is only because I distinctly remember the debate on the House floor when he learned the expression slicker than a greased pig.
Wait, what is it?
Slicker than a greased pig.
Right.
And we just figured out that Rachel doesn't know that one either.
That's not a thing I would say. Ever.
Slippery as an eel.
So there's actually, like, a contest where, like, they do, like, grease up little pigs.
And then you
have to catch it, and if you catch it, you win the pig.
Why would you want a pig?
Bacon.
To show them?
I
stand by my answer. Bacon was the correct answer.
I know where bacon comes from, but I prefer for the pig to be transported to a butcher and then them sell it to me, because I support Missouri jobs.
nice save.
Thank you. So we have
Krista Finelli, we have Rusty Black, we have Peter Meredith. She's still got one spot in this boat.
Okay.
And there is still one spot in this boat. And I... They're just
to be clear, Ben, I think you've been... Is it a John boat? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Do four state reps fit in a John boat?
I mean, they can.
Okay.
It'll be pretty fun.
Okay, who's number four?
Does it have... It has to be reps.
Yeah. I that was completely... Yes, that is the question. I don't know why that's the question, but that is the question.
What?
Question. Do I get to go on this fishing trip with those four reps?
I mean, you can. I'm not. I'm not leaving the country, ever. Because I'm an American. And everything I need is here.
I believe in spreading the message of America to all across the world.
Yeah.
See what I just did there?
I saw what you just
did. Who is the fourth rep?
I feel like you're going to be the person that brings American beer to Canada.
I mean, they need it.
Bring Kansas City beer to Canada.
Boulevard. I like it. Let's do it.
They now have 24-pack cans of Boulevard at Sam's Club for $24.94, just so you know.
Yeah. Sam's Club is a great place to buy Missouri beer. Sam's
Club is so great.
So I'm going to redirect this back to the initial question. Alicia, who's your fourth?
Or are you just good with three?
I think I'm good with three.
Did the fourth one already get voted off the boat?
The fourth one was thrown overboard.
Okay. Oh. Dang. Okay, Ben.
That's your timer.
Four state reps.
I mean, I feel like for me, the first two have to be probably Sean Rhodes and Rocky Miller. I think that right there is the start of a great show. A bromance.
Does Sean still count as well?
I think he does.
Okay, for this purpose.
I think for this purpose.
Okay.
Because that's a bromance that's going to make the show.
Okay.
Solid. Let's see, my other two.
There's obviously more than one strategy to go here. Do you do a contrast of cultures? Or do you just make them play off of each other? Is it bipartisan?
You know, I think I'm going to take Bruce Franks. I would love to go fishing with Bruce Franks.
Okay.
And then, let's see, my number four. I'm going to bring Nick Schroer in hopes that he brings a couple guns so we can shoot the guns at the fish as well.
Can you do that, Canada?
Let's
be clear. I don't know.
I don't know either, but I like to think that I'm going to find out.
Right. So
please find out before you shoot and not after you got arrested.
What, get arrested by Mounties? What are they going to do?
Have you seen the new Super Troopers?
No, I haven't.
Have I ever talked about this on an episode of the Hashtag Mileage podcast?
I don't know, A.
Yeah, you should watch the new Super Troopers because it involves Canada. Anyway, so my answer for this, and I haven't been fishing. I went fishing, but I didn't hold a pole, but I was around people who were fishing because I have kids now. So
did you put the line in the water?
I don't remember.
Did you reel?
I don't remember because Parker was like five. So this was like 3 years ago. But I don't think I've actually ever caught a fish. You know, I'm from Lee's Summit and I went fishing with my high school boyfriend's family once on a pontoon boat and caught the land a lot. And those were really expensive fishing poles and I was not invited back. So yeah, if you go fishing in Lakewood Lake, go the other way. But as someone who's very insecure about my outdoor skills, I would want to surround myself with very strong, independent women. So I would want Representative Sonia Anderson from Springfield to be the host.
That's fair.
I think also Representative Jean Evans would do a very good job at placating my concerns of the outdoors.
You mean once you start freaking out, she hits you in the head with an oar and knocks you out?
No, I think that would be my next person, Representative Crystal Quay's job.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Trust me, Crystal could definitely handle that one.
And then I would want to bring Representative Tracy McCreary because I think she understands who I am as a person. And would be a good liaison between me and Canada. Actually, you know what?
I feel like your fishing trip is not that entertaining.
Why is my fishing trip in Canada?
Yeah, you know what?
We're not going to Canada.
We're just going to go down the road. There's a pond down the road, actually, just from the lake. There's a lot of geese there currently. Can you go fishing in that lake, Ben?
Yeah, as long as you have your license.
What do you mean, licensed fish? 100 years ago, there weren't licensed.
Well, apparently you pay attention to the Missouri Department of Conservation. Let me tell you what happens here.
I know if you own the pond, you don't have to have a permit.
This is true. But if you go fishing on a public property of any sort, river, lake, whatsoever, and a conservation agent happens to find you and you do not have a permit age of 18,
so if
you get a, I think it's $200 fine.
So Ben sounds like he knows this from personal experience.
I do. But it was not me who got it. It was my little brother.
Okay, so I do have a question. So you can go fishing on your own pond without a permit, right? Mm-hmm. But you can't go hunting on your own land for a deer without a tag, right? I mean, unless you're going
to get caught. Okay, so yes, you can't, but you
need to go.
No, you can.
Should you?
You can.
Okay.
You have to go still get your tag.
You still got to have a tag.
Yeah.
But you don't have to tag fish. You don't have to tag fish.
No.
But anyway, I think...
I feel like fish on your own land, that's because you own the fish because they're not going to swim.
If you stock your... Can you stock... You know what? That's a conversation for another day. But I think my... I have a dream team of lady legislators who will defend me from fish.
The fishing females.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
I mean, you picked all girls.
Okay, I have the second question in the hashtag Millege podcast pick three. Ben, if you had children, what candidate, Millege candidate, would you allow to babysit your children?
Pass.
What?
Oh, this is tough.
It is tough.
Who would I let
just
watch
my kids?
Just
the future in your bloodline. Alicia, do you know what your answer is?
See, as I don't see tiny humans in my future.
Yeah, well, it happens.
Do they have to be reps or can they be senators?
I don't care. Hashtag Millege candidates.
I'm going to ask Gina Walsh to watch my kids because I know she's going to keep them straight. They ain't going to do anything stupid.
She would keep them straight.
Yeah, I like this plan. Senator Walsh, if you're listening and I ever reproduce, please be on speed dial. I'm going to have a lot of questions.
And they don't ever end. Then they start asking you questions.
That's when you buy them a dictionary.
Yes, because they can read. Nice job, Alicia. Alicia's going to make a great parent.
Yeah. I mean, I read at an early age.
Maybe we should change this to
toddler.
Change this to Alicia. You get a dog. You need one of their representatives.
Okay, Alicia, you have two dogs, and you're going to Vegas for the week. Which hashtag Millege candidate do you call?
Kevin Engler.
Who?
Kevin Engler.
Okay, yeah. Layla is his dog, right?
Mm.
He's not a candidate anymore.
Why are you doing?
He's turned out.
Why are you burning our happiness?
Because I'm trying to narrow the questions.
Okay, so it has to be a candidate. Someone running.
A candidate.
Mary Elizabeth Coleman, because she has six kids.
There's a lot of people with six kids, though, that I would not ask to babysit my children. However, that was also going to be my answer. But I will choose a different answer now.
Yes, she can babysit my dogs.
Okay, and Mary Elizabeth Coleman is running in HD 97 against Mike Revis.
Yes.
Anyway, she's fun. Okay, I would choose Sarah Mills then. She's a former CIA analyst. Please, try to get to my children. Like, dare you.
I have a very particular set of skills.
You know, I'm actually really... I hope I get to meet her this week. I've heard a lot of great things about her. She has a lot of people on her side. Anyway, question three... Ben, this was your question, so I hope you have an answer ready.
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, do people actually listen to this part? If you are listening all the way through the podcast to this, just let me know, because I'm kind of curious. Because people wanted us to talk about fun things. The question is, who do you think makes the best steak in hashtag Millege culture? Anyone that works in or around the Capitol building.
Oh.
And the legislative branch.
I still say me.
Who?
Me.
You.
I pick me.
You chose a question to talk about yourself?
No, I just thought this through now, and I realized that the correct answer when it comes to steak.
What about the pork steak rebellion? And I do think we need to narrow this out. Is it pork steak or is it beef steak?
I mean, when I say steak, I mean beef steak, because pork steak, you call it pork steak. Do you call it beef steaks? When you go to the restaurant and say, I want steak, what's coming out?
Beef.
It's what's for dinner.
Whoa. Yeah. Why am I on the defense here? I just wanted to clarify for our listeners in case they're like, what kind of meat? What if it's a venison steak? Is that a thing that exists? I don't know. What if it is, though? Suppose anything's a steak if you make it big enough.
Do you want elk steak?
I mean, technically not, because
I don't want steak at all.
You can go from steak to roast depending on the thickness.
Oh, no. Alicia, who's making your steak in hashtag mileage?
So, it's a tie.
It's a tie?
Because I feel like Parson.
You think Parson, the Governor Parson?
Governor Parson.
I'm actually kind of surprised there's not a Charbroil Grill outside the Governor's Mansion yet. Like, I think that belongs there.
And I feel like he would, like...
No offense to Johnny Graham, who I'm sure...
Barbecue up his own, like, beef, because he has a cow-calf op. So I feel like he would feed out some...
That's a fair thing. So I'm going to actually go ahead and say that Mike Deering from the Cattlemen's Association...
Okay, I'm cheating.
I'm calling on you.
Okay, fine. I'm not a big fan of beefsteak, personally.
So you're wrong.
I love fish, though. Like, I'm just not a big, like, mammal eater.
So who's grilling your fish steak?
That's what I was about to ask Alicia, because she just wrote a story where she talked to literally every agrarian industry in the state of Missouri.
Can you call fish steak?
Except for the Poultry Association. They never returned my phone call.
Well, she's good thing chicken steaks are...
I had a great chicken breast steak last night.
Is there like a fish associate? I know there's the James Foundation.
Salmon steak?
I love salmon steak. Like, I seriously probably... I eat a lot of salmon steak, to be completely honest. But I'm not pregnant, so I can have swordfish.
That's fair. Where are you going to get that in Missouri?
Yeah, just go to the butcher.
Where's the ocean that touches the steak?
Do you guys never go to the butcher? Like, if you go to Schulte's or Schnucks, they have great butchers here in town. And you can get anything you want.
You know what I get when I go to the butcher?
Steak.
There's also this weird black market in Cole County where someone goes down to the Gulf every week and brings up fresh seafood.
Love it.
FYI, nothing I know about it. So is there like a fishery association? Because there's a lot of like bass fisheries and rainbow trout fisheries in Missouri. You'd think they'd have an association, right?
Based on my knowledge, I would...
Catfish fisheries. I love catfish.
I'll say we're going
somewhere else now. We don't know if there's a fishery association.
I do not know. I didn't... Honestly,
So who's cooking your catfish?
That was not part...
Actually, we're going to put you all on spot. Who has the best catfish?
No.
Oh, no. Moreland's?
There is no...
Moreland's outside of St. James. Oh, it's like on the highway right there. Do you know what I'm talking about, Ben? Yeah. They have the yard signs out on the highway.
Yep.
Whose district's that? Aquaculture Association.
There is a Missouri Aquaculture Association.
Okay.
How do you feel about Aquaman?
I love Aquaman, personally. Just so you know, my daughter also loves Aquaman.
I think we need to just address this really quick. Do you really love Aquaman, or do you just love Jason Momoa?
I love Jason Momoa. That's because, what I thought. Like, 1980s and 90s Aquaman, the cartoon, is kind of a butt.
Oh my god.
Unless he wants to come cook me a catfish steak.
I don't think he's going to cook you a catfish steak.
He should. Okay, so I'm going to guess that Diane Franklin makes great fish. I don't know if that's weird, but I think she and I have similar tastes when it comes to how that should be prepared.
That's fair.
Unless there's a rep who's on keto that I'm not aware of, because I believe the amount of butter that needs to be on fish is on par with keto, which is apparently awful for you in other news.
Wait, fish, butter, or keto?
Keto. Keto. Butter is good for you.
Just like bacon.
Yeah. Bacon, butter.
Paula Deen, she knows what's up.
I go to the Church of Paula Deen, but the less racist one. Anyway, so we've got a very relaxed but busy week ahead of us.
That's one way of putting it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's special session, veto session, the edit.
Magazine's out.
Magazine's out.
That's the biggest news. I do hope everyone will catch that. Scott is headed to Wright County this week to tape a new episode of Show Me Missouri. So that'll be fun. Representative Henry Kelly will be on that episode, and I'm excited to hear it and learn about Wright County. Also excited to talk to Scott's doctor after he finishes taping Show Me Missouri and eat a bacon cheeseburger and a Budweiser in every county of the state. Which might be like it might be like a record or something. Because
you know what, with him, I'm going to throw this out there. He might have some sort of cleansing factor out of that.
Wow, you might be right because it's just it's yeah. Like, and anyway, so there's only been a few candidates, period, who have ever gone to 114 counties plus the city of St. Louis, and now apparently Scott is going to add his name to the list of people who have done that. If you haven't checked out that show yet, you should. You can go to showmemissouri.com. I'm not kidding. And it's a county-by-county history in Missouri. And it's actually surprisingly, like, it's a lot more interesting than I thought it would be.
I have a question.
Okay.
When Scott's driving to all these counties, how many times does Johnny Cash's I've Been Everywhere, Man,
that come on? Not yet. There's been a lot of Powder Mill and Skinner lately. It's fine. I recently invested in some of those earbuds. Those are not called earbuds.
Earbuds, the golden retrievers? Golden receivers, AirPods, my bad.
AirPods. Yeah, so that's been my life lately. Anyway, but I'm very excited to be a part of that project, and I really hope you'll give it a listen. It's a lot more serious than this show, and unlike this show, you can probably catch it on your local station. Nonetheless, this has been Rachel, Ben, and Alicia, and we hope to see you this week, and if we don't, we should see you soon. Also taking recommendations for sign-offs on this show, since I'm really bad at that. Nonetheless, thank you for listening, and we'll see you later.